Today, graduating college seniors think about one thing, finding a job. According to the Economic Policy Institute in 2014, the unemployment rate among college graduates was at 8.5%. This was much higher than the national average, which was just above 6%. Most people do not realize business costs and regulations affect providing jobs. Businesses have to follow many federal guidelines and pay certain taxes. The federal government requires businesses to follow 28 federal regulations known as Code of Federal Regulations, or CFRs. These range from record disclosure and privacy to government requirements for a drug-free workplace. Along with these regulations, all businesses must pay a wide variety of taxes, including property tax, excise taxes, gross receipts, business income taxes, sales tax, self-employment, payroll taxes, and franchise taxes. Today, two different people talk about how regulations help and hurt when it comes to businesses and finding a job. Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst Salim Firth says regulations create multiple problems for businesses by requiring so many licenses.
A number of authors have documented just how many ridiculous things have to be licensed in different states in the U.S. So there are states that license florists. I don't know if floral arrangement is done better in the states that have licensed florists versus non-licensed florists, but I do suspect that there are fewer florists in the ones that have licenses because it's harder to get into the business. You can't say, I'm going to try this out for a few months and see if I'm good at floral arrangement. You have to go through a process, pay some fees. So you're not going to do that if you're just kind of testing it out. So I think that hurts people's ability to explore different kinds of work.
Lawrence Haas is a former White House communications director for the Office of Management and Budget for the Clinton administration. Haas agrees regulations might pose a problem, but only if they're burdensome on the business.
Well, there's no question that to the extent that a business needs to spend more money to comply with a regulation of some kind, it has less money to do other things, such as invest in its people, hire other people, so it could impair the job market to some extent. Unless the regulations are onerous, it should not have a dramatic effect on the job market, but around the margins it could affect things.
Many businesses, along with individuals, are required to pay taxes. Haas simply says, it's an American tradition.
Now, there's certainly a legitimate argument that one can raise about whether businesses, as corporations of some kind, should pay taxes because, you know, there is a lot of theory about businesses really just passing the cost of their taxes on to their shareholders, their workers, consumers, all the rest. But the tradition in America is that businesses pay taxes.
Firth disagrees, saying certain tax regulations actually hurt businesses in the long run.
Unfortunately, you know, I think just the I don't know if it's a desire to tinker or, you know, a feeling that they can only see the benefits and never see the costs. But governments at every level, and we see this, you know, federal, state, and local, each in their own bailiwicks, they're all really multiplying the number and the reach of regulation. And just like the way that we regulate cigarette sales is designed to reduce smoking, it shouldn't be a surprise to us that when we regulate other kinds of business, that they shrink as well.
Each state requires different guidelines, with certain states having a higher cost of business than others. According to Forbes.com, in 2013, the state with the lowest cost of business was South Dakota, sitting at 25% lower than the national average. Hawaii was the highest at 23% above the national average. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, when comparing unemployment rates in July 2014, South Dakota was fourth on the list, sitting at 3.7%, and Hawaii was ranked sixth, sitting at 4.4%. According to TaxFoundation.org, in April 2014, when you look at corporate tax rates, the state with the highest is Iowa, sitting at 12%. North Dakota is the lowest, sitting at 4.5%. So to some extent, you can say tax rates affect unemployment rates when it comes to finding jobs. When we come to a conclusion with what Haas and Firth have to say, we find there's a happy medium which should not be crossed in order to make sure businesses can still be successful and provide jobs. For Radio America, I'm Ben Nulli.